You're listening to a podcast from Victory. How can we have a deeper appreciation of God's glory in His creation? Find out in week one of Knowing God.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Welcome po sa ating unang-unang service this year. No? My name is Don. And on behalf of the leadership team, Pastor Alfred, Pastor Mark, and all of the pastors and staff, okay, let me just greet everyone, a blessed, fruitful, and prosperous 2017 to all of you, all right? Come on, are you in faith that God will bless you this year?
Yes,
yes. Amen. So I believe that that's the heart of God, no? That is our prayer also and our desire, that we will grow and increase in our faith, that we will become stronger in our faith this year, okay? I know we are in a journey of faith, and I believe it's the will of God that we grow in our faith. And one of the ways that that can happen, one of the ways we can grow in our faith is when we also grow in our knowledge and understanding of who God is. And that's why we're going through this series. That is the title of our series. Right? The next 5 Sundays, we're going to look at some songs in the book of Psalm. Hopefully, we'll really have a greater depth and knowledge and understanding of who God is and His will for our lives. Okay, so today we're going to talk about God's glory. Okay, so God, anong dapat nating maintindihan regarding God's glory? So I'd like to read in Psalm chapter 8, and if it's okay with you, can I ask everyone to stand on their feet, okay, and join me as we read Psalm 8. Let's just open our hearts right now to the ministry of His Word. Psalm chapter 8, read along with me. Psalm chapter 8, verses 1 to 9. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is Your name in all the earth. You have set Your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babies and infants, You have established strength because of Your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at Your heavens, the work of Your fingers, the moon and the stars, which You have set in place, what is man that You are mindful of him, and the son of man that You care for him? Yet You have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of Your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is Your name in all the earth. This is the word of God for us today. Let us just pray for a while. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we just open up our hearts right now to Your word. Speak to us, Lord God. Give us ears to hear what You want to say to us, and eyes to see what You want to show us, Lord. Let Your will be done. Thank You that Your word is faithful. Thank You that Your word is true. Thank You that Your word is living and active and is doing a good work in our hearts. Let Your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. You may go ahead and have a seat. Just so that we'll be in the same page. Now let me first define for us what glory means. Okay, how we understand glory right now, how dictionary defines glory. Okay, the word glory in the dictionary, we will find that it means high renown or honor won by notable achievements, magnificence, or great beauty. Right, so yung mga tao na may mga great accomplishments, no, and they have been given honor. Okay, and They take glory in that. Okay, one of the most prestigious awards. Okay, tinatawag nating Nobel Peace Prize. Right, talagang ano yon? Wow, that is such a prestigious award. Okay, na sobrang honor. Okay, parang nag-glorify ka pag na-awardan ka ng ganon. Okay, now if we look at the word glory, it actually has a positive connotation. Okay, dapat talaga positive yan siya, no? It is designed to be that way. But somehow, some people, some group of people, okay, some of the things because of the cause that they fight for, religious background, whatever that is, okay, nagiging negative, okay, in the way that they will take glory, no? Say for example, yung ISIS. Alam natin that this group is branded as a terrorist group. And in just 2016 alone, almost every month, halos every month, kay ilan lang yung month na magbilang na walang bombing, no? Na talagang insinuated by ISIS. And these extremists, okay, they say they have a cause, yet they kill innocent people na wala namang kinalaman dun sa cause nila. And they take glory in what they're doing. Do you imagine that? They take glory, okay, in killing and bombing people. No? So another example is a leader, okay, in North Korea, who attempted to fly a rocket, send a rocket, long range rocket, no, to space. Okay, so and he's been trying to testing rocket missiles, short range, okay, and he's been condemned because of this act. Okay, yet although that failed, okay, President Kim Jong take glory in his attempt. Kahit na nag-fail, take glory in his attempt in doing that. Okay, of course, he's been again condemned by UN and other concerns. No, okay, so. And this is the negative side of the when we understand glory. Okay, somehow people take glory in this, but you know, on the positive side, naman, among us, okay, what we take glory as a people, as a nation, okay, especially 2016. Okay, there are a few things, okay, that I believe when we know and understand this, we take pride. Okay, we take glory. Okay, kahit na hindi tayo yung personally involved, some certain individuals. Okay, we take glory in that. Okay, one of the things that happened last year, okay, is when three of the destination, tourist destination in our Philippines, okay, was ranked top 10. Actually, pasok sila sa top 5, no? Okay, that is El Nido, okay, and Boracay. If I'm not mistaken, El Nido is top 2, Boracay top 3, and Cebu top 5, okay, in one of the prestigious travel and leisure magazine, New York based, no, isa sa mga talagang prestigious magazine na sinabi nila, okay. And wow, biro mo, 3 of the world's most beautiful beaches to go to is in our nation. Boracay, you been to Boracay? Right, a few of you, doon kami nag-honeymoon, okay, a long time ago. Okay, Cebu, okay, doon ako lumaki, okay, pinanganak. Okay, so, but hopefully, maybe this year, woo, by faith, pwede, di ba, El Nido, okay. Bakit hindi? Okay, so, anyway, and really, nung nabasa ko ngayon, wow, talagang, three of the world's, okay, top tourist destination, nasa bansa natin, hindi man lang natin napuntahan. Okay, so hopefully, okay. Sa larangan naman ng sports, okay, alam natin, okay, yung ating pambansang Kamao, nag-retire na, okay, bumalik, naging champion ulit. Wow. Now a holder of WBO title, no? Tinalo niya si Jesse Vargas na mas bata sa kanya, yung champion. Okay, siya na ngayon naging champion. And we all, okay, we all, almost every Filipino take glory, okay, when our pambansang Kamao, okay, win a fight. Tama po ba? And again, last, no, sa larangan din ng sports, okay, isa sa pinaka-prestigious sports competition, okay, ang Olympics, okay, sa Rio, okay, we've bagged a silver medal through Heidelin Diaz. Right, talagang ito yung after 20 years na wala tayong gold, wala tayong win, no? Okay, all in all, meron tayong 3 medals sa 10 medals sa Philippines, isa doon sa kanya, kay in 20 years, kay break niya yung drought na yon and brought home a gold medal. Okay, so kaya yung iba, they take glory and pride in that they started enrolling in gyms. Okay, talagang nagbubuhat na rin pati mga babae ngayon, no? Nagbubuhat. Sino sa inyo nagbubuhat na? Okay, na-inspire. Okay, so okay lang, okay lang yun. Lalo na ngayong January. Okay, so iba naman na palakihin natin, imbis na chan, eh, no? Muscle naman, tama ba? Okay, so bakit hindi? Okay, so but anyway, okay, we take pride in the achievements of these people. Now, when we talk about the glory of God, and we talk, these are the glory that men achieve, no? Okay. And we understand this, and we feel this. But when we talk about the glory of God, really, it's beyond understanding. The Bible says it's beyond comprehension. The glory, okay, and the majesty of God is beyond description. Hindi natin talaga maintindihan yan. Okay? And when God is described as a glorious God, it really means grand, majestic. Okay? Yung splendor niya. Okay? And kahit na hindi natin maintindihan in totality kung gaano ka glorious si God, kung ano yung glory niya, yet God made a way to display His glory. So that in such a way, we will see it, understand it, and as a result, not take glory for ourselves, but give Him back the glory that He deserves. Right? So, dinisplay ni God yung glory niya, no? Maintindihan natin yan. Tayong mga Pilipino sa kultura natin, okay? Mahilig tayong mag-display, di ba, ng mga certificates, diploma, trophy, mga medals na talaga ng cabinet pa, talagang pinagawa ng cabinet, glass cabinet, okay? So, minsan talaga, hindi naman para, para ma-feel mo talaga. Kaya pag may pupunta dun, wow, dami namang medals to. So when you're a parent, you take pride and glory, okay, over the achievements. And ganun din yung heart ni God. He displayed His glory, right, so that you will see it, and as a result, you will bring glory and honor to God. And one of the ways that God displayed His glory, okay, is through creation, okay? God's glory is displayed in His creation. The psalmist, okay? And by the way, this is a psalm that David wrote, okay? Now, when you look at this psalm, Psalm 8, okay, psalms are songs, okay? Songs of praise and worship and declaration. But this particular psalm, Psalm 8, this is not just a song. It's just partly a song. It is also a prophetic declaration. Okay, may prophetic word dito sa psalm na to. We'll talk about that later. Okay, kung paano naging prophetic yan. But this is David, okay, declaring the glory and the awesomeness and the majesty of God. Sabi niya, O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Wow, pag tumingin ka pa lang daw sa mga bituin, talagang mamangha ka na. Okay, whether atheist ka man or believer ka man, talaga pagtingin mo ng bituin, wow. What great wonder. Kaya may mga tao na nag-stargazing, di ba? Okay, mahilig sila. Okay, so lalong-lalo na kapag pumunta ka ng probinsya. Magugulat ka, makikita mo, ha, ganun pala kaliwanag ang mga bituin. Right? So, kung kapon, kung tumingin ka ng bituin, wala ka makikita, puro usok eh, no? Dahil sa paputok, okay? So, umuulan pa, okay? So, and lalo-lalo na, pag pumunta ka doon sa mga probinsya, makikita mo, talagang, wow, the expanse in the sky. So, sobrang, ganun ang nature, ganun ang creation. They somehow, when you see it, they somehow minister to us. It reflects the glory of God. Kaya yung iba, nagma-mountain climbing. Sino sa inyo dito nagma-mountain climbing? Okay? Nung mga bata-bata pa, okay? So, yeah, bro. Okay. Nung may oras pa, you know? Yung iba, nagma-mountain climbing. Pagdating nila doon sa tuktok, talaga, they just stay there and then begin to, you know, gaze at the beauty of nature. Okay? Even while they trek, talagang, you know, nature. There's something about creation. There's something about nature that somehow brings peace. Lalo na yung iba, hindi lang sa bundok, no? Hindi lang sa sky. Kahit sa dagat, yung iba nag-scuba diving. Meron dito mga nag-scuba diving? Snorkeling. Pwede na rin, okay? Snorkeling, di ba? So, naalala ko one time, okay? For 13 years, I live in Dumaguete. And, you know, it's a coastal area. And then, first time kong pumunta sa Apo Island. I don't know if anyone here have been to Apo Island. Okay, so, it is a sanctuary protected, okay, community-based, no? It's one of the first and successful community-based, okay, protected sanctuary. Ibig sabihin, may mga locals doon na nag-aalaga talaga. And when you get there, okay, you go there by pump boat. Okay, nung pumunta kami doon, nidala kami yung kasama, talagang nandun lang kami, snorkeling na kami. Grabe, sobrang ganda talaga. Sobrang ganda, parang naramdaman ko sobrang peaceful. Nawala lahat ng stress ko ng trabaho ko sa ministry, okay? Yung mga problema ng tao sa church na pinoproblema ko rin, okay? So, nawala siya nung nakatingin ako doon sa ilalim ng dagat. Sobrang ganda. Sobrang peaceful. Sobrang glorious. Sobrang awesome. And I could just stay there. Right, so kung hindi lang delikado umuwi, I could just stay there and gaze at all of those corals, okay? Yung mga pawikan, man, talaga yung mga fish na iba-ibang kulay, lalapit sa'yo. Minsan nakakatakot din, pero wow, okay. Alam mo, may halong tremble or halong wonder. Wow, okay, so sobrang ganda. Ganun yung nature, no? And really, nature displays the glory of God. There's something about nature. Alam niyo yun, di ba? Pag nakikita yung nature, napapatino, wow. Dito nga lang sa office eh. Pagka sunset, okay? Laki ng sun, oh, orange na orange. Oh, talagang kita mo. Napapatigil kaming lahat. Wow, ang ganda ng sun. Talagang tigil sa trabaho muna. At, you know, parang iba-iba. Nahagaan ng feeling. Tapo ba? Meron ba dito na tumingin ka ng nature, tapos nalungkot ka at sobrang na-depress ka? Wala, di ba? Wala. Bihira mangyari yun. Napaiyak ka kasi naawa ka sa sarili mo nung tumingin ko ng dagat. Wala. When you look at nature, it displays the glory of God, the majesty of God. You are just in awe. Okay, so, and you know what's amazing about this psalm? This psalmist did not just, you know, declare that God's glory is seen in his creation. He also described the kind of God who displays all of this, his glory, that he is Lord. In other words, he is the absolute, okay, one true God, Yahweh, no beginning, no end, creator of heaven and earth, the source of everything. He is not limited by any space or anything. He is totally free from limitations, free from imperfections, free from sin. This is the God. I mean, oh Lord. Nung dinideclare niya kung sino itong nag-display ng glory, he is God. Not only that, he is majestic. He is grand in all of his ways. If you look at space, man, grabe, sobrang grand. If you begin to study, okay, yun yung ministry ni, ano, you know, Chris Tomlin, yun pang isang, ano, preacher, na, oh, si Pastor Louis Giglio, okay, about, you know, space and how really the space are declaring the wonders of God, how majestic that is. So that is God, no? He's majestic in all of ways. Pero here's the thing, what blows this psalmist's mind away. He is God, supreme, he is majestic, yet he is also our Lord. Sabi niya, oh Lord, our Lord. He can be personal. Woohoo! Come on now. Hindi lang siya na hanggang tanaw lang. He's not just a God from a distance, okay? Kanta lang yun. Okay? Hindi biblical yun. Okay, so he is God who can be personal to you. He can be your Lord. Okay? You can be his people. You can have a relationship with him. You can have a covenant with him. Hindi lang yun. Sabi niya, you are God in all the earth. Personal. At the same time, the one who is sovereign in all the earth. Hindi lang siya na pang tribong God o pang barangay lang, okay? Or pang Israel lang. He is God of all the earth. And he can be your personal God. You can begin to see and understand who he is and see his glory. And as a result of that, give him glory. Psalm 19 verse 1, the heavens declare the glory of God and the skies above proclaim his handiwork. And hindi lang to, no? Sabi rin niya sa verse 3 and 4, when I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place. Bigla niyang naisip, sa sobrang glory, sa sobrang grand, sa sobrang magnificent ni God, okay? Bigla niyang naisip siya, ang tantao, what is man that you are so mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him? That word what is also translated actually in Hebrew as how. Okay? Parang kumbaga sa kanya, hindi niya lumubos maisip na itong matinding God na to, okay? How could he be so caring for a people who just constantly disobeys and disappoints him? Kaya namamangha siya, nag-wonder, may tension. Seeing the glory and understanding the glory, how could be? Parang nakita niya kung ano yung heart ni God at ano rin yung purpose ni God sa man. That he would care so much for man. Wow, isn't that amazing? What is man? Ano nga ba tayo? Okay, tayo ay, di ba, makasalanan lang. Tayo ay cursed to death. Okay? But I want us to understand, as the psalmist is saying this also, he look at creation and how glorious that is, and he look at man, I believe there's a realization that God's creation, actually, okay, the way God cares for us, if you look at creation, creation meets all of your needs, past, present, and future. Sa creation pa lang, all of your clothing needs, all of your house needs, all of your medicinal needs is already been provided. Creation provider. Isn't that amazing? Kaya sabi na sabi, wow, grabe Lord, lahat ito pinobahid mo for man. You care so much for him. And that's why going to my second point, not only that God displayed his glory through creation, he also displayed his glory through his purpose for man. Okay? Kung ano yung purpose niya, okay, sa creation niya, specifically man. Okay? Yung sinabi ng psalmist, what is man that you are mindful of him? Okay? Na talagang sinasabi niya na God cares for man. And not only he cares, he has a purpose for man. May four verbs tayong makikita dito, no? Sabi niya, you have made him a little lower than heavenly beings. Or in other translation, a little lower than angels. Wow. Ibig sabihin, the way we were created is totally superior from the rest of the creation here on earth. Alam niyo ba yun? Hello? Okay. Superior ka kaysa monkey. Hindi ka monkey. Okay, so, you understand what I'm talking about? You are just made a little lower. You know what angels are? They minister to God. They see the face of God. And they serve the purposes of God. That's how we are created. We are created just a little lower than that. We are far superior among God's creation. Kaya alam mo yun, dapat hindi tayo, we don't live the way our lives na parang, alam mo yun, kasi minsan naririnig natin, okay, hayop ka, o hayop kasi, so you live like a hayop na parang ganun eh, no? Hindi, baka na pagalitan ka lang, okay? So, pero hindi ka talaga hayop. You understand what I'm talking about? You are superior, okay? And that's why when we hear these words sabihin sa atin, we react to that because we know deep within that is not us. That's not how God created us. We are far superior. You know, while I was studying, okay, and contemplating on this preaching actually, habang nag-aaral ako, aba, merong langgam. Okay? Langgam. Hindi langgam sa Bisaya. Langgam sa Bisaya, lumilipad kasi. Yung langgam sa Tagalog, yung nangangagat. Okay, so, anyway, may langgam, kinagat ako. Kala mo, ha? Pinisil ko ng ganun. Okay. So, maya-maya, nag-wonder ako. Kasi ang langgam, di ba, ang dami nila, sang katutak. Paano kaya naligaw itong isang langgam nito? Yan, liligaw-ligaw kasi, namatay ka tuloy. Di ba? Napatay ka. So naisip ko lang, creation din ni God to, you know? Well, kung makatingin kayo, parang hindi kayo nakapatay ng langgam, ha? Meron ba dito? Never pa kayo nakapatay ng langgam? Pero naisip ko lang, Lord, parang, ganun lang yung buhay niya, oh. Naligaw siya sa braso ko, kinagat niya ako, Tapos ang buhay niya. Then I begin to see my life, How different we are really. I'm not saying that they are less. They are created by God. But talagang, di ko alam kung mag-sorry ako kay Lord, pinatay ko yun. But it really helped me understand the value of my life. You are that valuable to God. Come on now. Kaya, don't live your life as if wala kang value. Okay, kung may nasabi man, okay, hindi totoo yun. Things can change. Kaya nga, we need to know God. We need to understand who He is and His glory. So that this year, mag-iba yung perspective natin. Not only that, the psalmist said, you have crowned Him with glory and honor. Woohoo! May glory! Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, may glory and may honor dyan. Parang hindi ka convinced. Sige, tignan mo ulit. May glory dyan kay Lord. Crown niya ni God with glory and honor. Kaya nga, it's unnatural if we live dishonorably. Alam mo, hindi talaga eh. We know in our heart, we get convicted. Because that's not the purpose of God for us. There is honor in you. There is glory that God bestowed in you. He has crowned you with that. Don't you look down on yourself. Don't you live a life, okay, continue to live a life that is dishonorable to God. Things can change. As you begin to know God, you begin to realize your worth and your value, and you'll have greater honor within you. Not only that, verse 6, he said, you have given him dominion. Grabe, may authority, sobrang authority. Dominion na binigay niya sa man, okay? To rule, to be in charge. Not only that, he said he put all things under his feet. Ibig sabihin, there's a sense na, you know, you exercise authority, you can actually make a good decision, an excellent decision, a decision that can glorify God in your life. That's the way it is. That is your purpose. That's how you are created. That's how we are created. He has given us such authority. There's a sense of, you know, we can be Lord. Okay, we can make good choices. But, you know, make no mistake that you are tempted to be, I'm God, I'm like Lord, and I don't need God. No. Then you will live dishonorably. Then you will live without any sense of purpose. But once you know God and understand, okay, His glory that is being displayed in the way He created us, wow. It should change our mindset and our perspective. It should change your 2017, the way you would live it. The way you would, you know, plan your life this year. And that's why don't question your worth. Whatever mistakes that happened, 2016, whatever failures, whatever bad decisions, it doesn't have to continue. Hello? That should not dictate who you are. We do, that's the reality, we do make mistakes. Okay, so, because like I've said a while ago, while this psalm is a song, it is also prophetic. Ano po yung prophetic dito? The thing is that, no matter how hard we try, because we have sinned, we will always fall short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23 tells us, okay, for all have sinned, all of us have sinned. And we fall short of the glory of God. You know, since the fall, man's achievement, okay, Tower of Babel, Egypt, lahat na nga, science, medicine, structures, lahat na, advances, sobrang grand, yet they are all tainted with sin. Religion, ideas, and no matter how hard you try, okay, left just to yourself, all of these things will never bring glory to God. Sin makes it fall short. No matter how hard we try to be excellent, kaya nandun yung striving. Okay? And that's why the beauty of this psalm is that it has been fulfilled. Not by us, but it has been fulfilled by Christ Himself. Matthew chapter 21. Okay? Now, you can just imagine, before I read that, okay? Of all God's creation, two beings, right, ang nag-rebel kay God, angels and humans. Just imagine that. Of all the creation, itong dalawa ang nag-rebel kay God. And that's why we are stripped of the glory. We are deprived of the ability to really see the sense of who God is, that is apart from Christ. Someone fulfilled this prophecy. Matthew 21, verse 14 and 16. This is a scenario. And the blind and the lame came into the temple, came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things he did, and the children crying out in the temple, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant. Talaga offense sila. And they said to him, to Jesus, do you hear what these children are saying? And Jesus said to them, yes. Have you not read? Out of the mouth of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for him. He quoted Psalm 8, verse 2. In other words, when Jesus quoted that, he is saying, I am fulfilling this promise, this prophecy. Right. That no matter how weak babies are, no matter how weak men are, and their depravity of being able to give God the glory, now I'm taking that role to restore and to redeem man, so that man in Christ can truly give glory to God. That's why I believe God's glory is ultimately displayed in the person of Jesus Christ. And apart from Jesus Christ, listen to me, church. No matter how hard we try, yes, you can be excellent in your skills, you can be excellent in your work, you can be excellent in the way you perform things, but without Christ, it will always fall short. Truth is, you will never really be able to give God the glory apart from Christ. Everything will just be like filthy rags. All of our righteousness are just like filthy rags. But praise God, Jesus, we find in the New Testament, okay, that Jesus fulfilled what man cannot accomplish, and that is to give God the glory that is due His name. He fulfilled that. Okay? Jesus fulfilled what man cannot accomplish. You know, when Jesus quoted this verse, babies crying out, two things happen here. One is that, you know, He silenced His enemies, those who do not believe, those who are in doubt. Secondly, He also proclaimed that He is the Messiah. He is the one who will fulfill everything that we cannot fulfill. Hebrews chapter 2 tells us, it has been testified somewhere, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, putting everything in subjection under his feet. Now, putting everything in subjection to him, he left nothing outside of his control. At present, we do not see yet everything in subjection to him. But we see him, Jesus Christ, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. And the death he died is our redemption, is life for us. Now we can truly glorify God. Now we can truly know God and give Him back all the glory because of Jesus Christ. Psalm 8 is ultimately fulfilled by Jesus Christ and restored what was lost by the sin of man. Only through Jesus Christ can we truly glorify God. Apart from Christ, no matter how hard we try, we will always fall short in giving God the glory. Let me just close with this verse. That's why I just want to encourage us, church, this year, let's know God. Because when you know God, you will reflect the glory of God. Like Moses. Remember Moses? Because of his encounter with God, because of his time with God, because of that relationship, the glory of God was reflected in him. And I believe the more we seek God this year, the more we pursue God, the more we, you know, we want to know God, not only that we will grow in our faith, we will reflect the glory of God, thus really glorifying Him in everything that we do. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, He is the radiance of the glory of God, the exact imprint of His nature, and He upholds the universe by the word of His power after making purification for sins. He sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you because you came to restore all things, Lord God, to enable us, Lord God, to know you, to know God, to understand God, to know the Father, to see our purpose, to see our destiny in you. Thank you that through Jesus Christ, we can truly give God glory. We can be who we are. We can be excellent. And in our excellence, we give God the glory. Apart from Christ, we can be at our best and yet fall short. But Lord, I pray this year, in all of the wealth and resources that you have given us, may you be glorified. In all of the skills and talents and abilities that you have given us, may you be glorified. In all of the understanding and wisdom and knowledge and information that you have given us, may you be glorified. Lord, thank you that we can choose this year to know you. Thank you that through Christ, we can choose to pursue you this year. And Lord, I pray right now that you would remove whatever condemnation, whatever failures, whatever mistakes, whatever bad decisions, whatever it is, whatever it was, Lord. Thank you that we come to you, Lord God, we always find grace, and your grace is always new every time we come to you. As the scripture says, God's grace is new every morning. So Lord, I just pray and speak blessing upon your people today. As they plan, as they look at this year, as they look at their relationships, as they look at what have been entrusted to them, Lord, as they look at the skills and abilities, God, may you be glorified. May they choose to glorify you in all this, Lord, and that they may pursue you in everything, in Jesus' name.